being the deity of this Seva of Shukrajya Veda Mantanjini Shaka Parayana, and today also they will start with the opening shlokas, then the Gayatri Mantra and the Veda Sutra as we usually do.
Yeah. Done.
Madras, then one more interesting thing is there. So we, in the school days, we learn mathematics. Then there is one, and one is followed by 1 0, it is called 10. Then if it is 2 zeros, it is 100. 3, it is 1,000. 4 is 10,000. And 5 is 1 lakh. And 6 is 10 lakhs. 7 zeros means it is 1 crore. Beyond that, if it is 8 zero is there, then we have to call it as 10 crores, 100 crores, 1,000 crores. Like that only we can go. So the terminology available is crore, million, billion and trillion. Beyond that we don't have. That means they become astronomical figures. Whereas in this Ramayana and these Vedas, there are sounds, there are terminologies for one followed by 36 zeros. 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, lakh, 10 lakhs, crore, then 10 crores, there's a terminology for 100 crores, there's a terminology for 100 into crores. So like that 36 crores, here when they chanted, then Shatam, Dasha, Shata, Sahasra, Ayuta, Nyuta, like that they are samudra, they are going on in that mantra, all these things are called in that mantra. So now, there are Upanishads usually found, Upanishads are usually found in Arambikas and Brahmanas and Vedas. But there are Upanishads in the Samhita portion also. So in the Shukla Yajurveda Samhita, the last chapter, 48th chapter is called Nishavasya Upanishad. In the Kama Shaka also, the 48th chapter is Nishavasya Upanishad. And so they will be chanting Nishavasya Upanishad now. In the Madhyamini Shaka, there are only 17 mantras in the Upanishads. Whereas in the Kama Shaka, which we study, Shankaracharya has commented upon, there are 18 mantras. One mantra is extra there. Pushanjaya Shayyam Sukhya Pradyabhatya. Vyuharasmin Samuga, Tejo Yate Yukum Kalyanam, Tate Vashyam Yosar Sukhya Sohamasmi. This is one mantra is there. This is not found in this Shukla Yajurveda, this Madhyamini Shaka. So it is there in the Kama Shaka. So without that, there are 17 mantras and they will be chanting the Ishavasya Upanishad 17 mantras now.
Karbhanyaveha
How it is to be used, where it is to be used, all these things are covered in the brahmanas. So usually the Jainism speaks about Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa, which is Karma Kanda. So it starts with the Atharva Dharma Jnanasa. The Vedanta Sutras, the Badarayana starts with Atharva Dharma Jnanasa. Whereas the Jainism starts with Mimamsa Sutras with Atharva Dharma Jnanasa. There the Dharma does not mean the Dharma ethics, what we understand. Dharma means karma ethics. Instead of saying Atharva Karma Jnanasa, he says Dharma Jnanasa. Vedokta Dharma, what is Vedokta Dharma? Then the Brahmana questions deal with this. They how to do the karmas. For all the type, all type of karma, even the smart karmas, all in any suppose it is a Upanaya karma, or it is a marriage, sacraments, or even the Samadhi Pratishtha is there, Buddha's Samadhi was established. These are all based on certain rules and regulations which are prescribed in the Brahmanas. The root of these things are you can find in the Brahmanas. Then there are other books which elaborate in deals with all these things. For example, the establishment of Samadhi comes under a particular book, text called Vidhimena Sutta, And the pujas, etc. are all prescribed in books called Kalpa Sutras. And the Brahmanas contain all these things. Based on this, there are elaborate books. Whereas we have an act, for an act, after there is a rule, and after the rule, there are guides, guidebooks like that. The Brahmana contains all these things. Based on that, there are different Kalpa Sutras, then Grihya Sutras, Shravana Sutras, like that. So for ordinary smart karma, Pudu Upanayana, how to do an Upanayana karma, these all comes under the Grihya Sutras. Those books are called Grihya Sutras by Apastamba is there, then Bodhayana is there, then the Satyashara is there, different people are given like that. Then there are the Shravana Sutras, how to do the Yajnas. So they are called Shravana Sutras. And these things you find, the indications of these things are found in the Brahmanas. And we do not know how many Brahmanas really existed. The other day I told the 1180 Shakas of the Vedas, of that 10 is now available. Likewise, each Shaka has a Brahmana also. But all those Brahmanas are not now available. There are about 18 Brahmanas are available now. So they are the Aitareya Brahma, then there is a Sankhya Brahma, then these two comes under the Veda. Then under Shukla Yajurveda, you have the Shatapatha Brahma. There is a Shatapatha Brahmana under the Madhyayini Shaka, and there is Shatapatha Brahmana in the Kami Shaka also. Shatapatha Brahmana is 100 chapters. Whereas in the Kami Shaka, Shatapatha Brahmana, there are 104 chapters. Then there is a Taittiriya Brahmana, and in the under the Samaveda, you have Kavya Brahmana, Sarvaksha Brahmana, Mantra Brahmana, Devadadhyaya Brahmana, Ashaya Brahmana, Samavidhana Brahmana, Sabhinomisha Brahmana, Vamsha Brahmana, Jaiminiya Brahmana, like that, there are 10. Then under the Atharvaveda, there is one Brahmana called Gopala Brahmana. So these are the 18 Brahmanas available. Normally it is not read by ordinary Pandits. These are very rarely people can read all these things. And these Brahmacharis have the rare blessing of to undergo the study of Brahmanas. I have visited a number of Parashalas and we've seen also what they are studying. And very few really study the Brahmana person. They may be knowing this here and there. But systematic study is very rarely found. So they have studied the Shatapatha Brahmana and it is a wonderful Brahmana. In the end portion of the Shatapatha Brahmana is the Vrindavana Upanishad. The last chapter is the Vrindavana Upanishad. So that in the first chapter of the Shatapatha Brahmana, from the first chapter of the Shatapatha Brahmana, they will be chanting 15 books now. So I mentioned earlier that Jainism starts the sutras, Mimamsa sutras, Atharva Dharma Jnanasa. Then it speaks about Prabhupada Bhutvam Bhutva, then it speaks about Abhihotra, etc. And also it speaks about the purity of water. Those who do rituals, they should always keep water with them. Normally the lambs should, whenever they walk, they carry water with them. The sannyasis also should carry a kamandalu. It is not for drinking purpose. These are Buddhas which are near kamandalu, which are so kamandalu, they carry the water because water is considered as a purifier. Apa pavitra, agnina bhuta. So the grihasthas are also should carry water, and the sannyasis are also should carry water all the time. So it is make them pure also. And when we do rituals also, many times those who are familiar with rituals like our Shankaran Swami, they know that whether during chanting the mantras, the pandit will be the one who is conducting that. He will say, ah, was Prishyara, touching water, they say. So it will form like a mantra. They will one chanting the ah, was Prishyara, they will say. So these are all covered in this Brahmanas. Now when they are chanting the mantras, you will find the purity of what is mentioned here. If you closely follow the mantras, the text, those who are working knowledge in Sanskrit, they will understand this better. And then he speaks about, say, touch the water, like that it comes. So they will be chanting now the Chatapata Brahma.
Amen. Oh,
honoring these luminaries, I would like to say a few words. The Vedas are considered as the birth of God, Esenishasanam Veda, which was not written by anybody or spoken by anybody. It is our faith that Vedas are the birth of God, and they are the primary scriptures of this land, and the most ancient one, the premier ode, premier poetry in any language is the first mantra of the Veda. So, in India we consider to hear this Veda itself is a great blessing. And where Vedas are chanted, in that way it reverberates, the vibrations will be so good, and itself is a blessing. So we had the rare blessing of hearing the whole, of chanting the whole Shukla Yajur Veda, Madhyamini Shaka, from 14th onwards to 19th in Vishwamitra. And later on, these luminaries did some seva here also. And initially on the first day itself, I mentioned that this I dedicate to Swami Krishnanandi Maharaj. Why? Because way back in 1999, once just before Krishnan Swami's birthday, Krishnan Swami's star was Revati. But birthday we usually observed on the 25th of April. So I said, Swami, this is not your birthday is this. No, no, my birthday is 25th only. Swami used to say. Once I said to Swami, Swami, I will organize a Rigveda chanting before your birthday is. And Swami kept quiet. And then Swami looked at me. Rigveda chanting? Yes, Swami, one of my friends and we do the whole chanting. Then Swami asked me, how much dakshina we have to give? Swami, they don't give any dakshina, we give only 1 rupee, he said. And my friend, he said, he's a retired officer, government officer, he was a deputy accountant general. Then, how come the deputy accountant general studied Veda here? Swami gave these Brahmins in Kerala, they used to study Vedas in the early age. And later on, they had secular education also. Then Swami kept quiet for some time. Then I asked Swami, Swami, may I write to him? He said, Swami, yes, you write to him. I am delighted, Swami said. That word actually passed through my whole body, actually. I just got a shock. I am delighted, Swami said. So it was such a delight to him. And afterwards I wrote to him, Swami used to remind me, hey, what happened? You wrote, you said that to get this in this crucial way. Hey, what happened there? That is your friend. Swami, yes, not yet prepared. Swami, then you job. That is, alternatively, someone used to ask me, hey, what happened? Then they told me a reply in Sanskrit. Then I gave the reply to Sanskrit, Swami and that. Then I have mentioned to him that we will do the whole Rigveda Parayan and also the Bhagavata Parayan. There he has mentioned, Rigveda Parayan I will do from such and such a time to such and such a time. I will not be available for Bhagavata Parayan at that time. That you have to do yourself. Yes, that is Vayavaktavyam. He has written like that. Then Swami wrote, hey, what is this? Vayagatanyam he has written. Swami, that is, he has mentioned about Bhagavata. The best part I am giving to. Then, when they came and they did it, Swami was so happy. And so, Swami will be delighted by this program, I think. So I offer this to Swami. And with this I conclude. And then, now I request the Brahmacharis will be honored. Swami, you will say, Mala, you do.